1620 94.5 WTAW. Most of Monday night's 4.5 hour Brian ISD school board meeting was behind closed doors. Among the topics during a 3.5 hour executive session was the board's evaluation of the superintendent. Ginger Carabine's performance was praised at the beginning of the meeting by two public speakers. One was Daniel Hernandez.
I've known the superintendent since Wesley Summers. This school district is a dominant Hispanic and African American. Beautiful. She's the first superintendent that's recognized that.
The second speaker, Roy Lopez, also asked the board to add educational space in downtown Bryan.
I'm a member of Santa Teresita Church, and I saw over 950 kids just at our parish itself. We needed to do the Bryan Library to extend it to a multi-purpose building.
Roy Lopez proposed adding a third floor to the Mounts Library to give students access to computers and high-speed internet.
And that way kids can go up there and we could have A&M maybe come in and teach our kids. Because I can tell you right now, if we don't invest in them, then we're really going to have a bigger problem than we have right now.
Because the proposal is not on the meeting agenda, by state law, board members are not able to respond to Lopez's request. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.